I'm pretty excited just to get back out there and play some footy. I love the game and I've missed it so much over the last 2 years.
Not many times Melbourne get a chance to play Friday night, so we'll make the most of it.
Learned playing Collingwood, and any time I see a magpie, I just target it because it just gets me in the right mindset.
Last year was last year and there's nothing we can do about it.
I don't think I played a game in a short sleeve jumper my whole life until I got divorced. But when you got linguine arms like me, you don't tend to show them off.
Your ticket into the heart of football. Welcome to the Breakfast Club's Inner Sanctum.
Captain Jack Zabel has joined us on this Thursday morning from North Melbourne, although he has had to move houses, I read yesterday. Jack, good morning.
G'day, fellas. How are we?
How is it waking up in a new bed after you were evacuated from a hotspot?
It's not too bad, to be honest. I mean, the circumstances, as we all know, are changing rapidly. And that meant for a few people yesterday afternoon that, we had to move house. So it is what it is.
So have you got a partner or a teammate you live with? Have they had to move as well? Is it basically like packing up everything and going as if you were, you know, moving footy clubs almost interstate the next day?
Well, kind of. I got a girlfriend who came with me last night. Will stay with me for the next few nights, and then we'll probably go back home, back into lockdown. But there's this. Well, I'm in a house with Jai Simpkin, Mason Wood, and Paula Hearn, other guys who are from similar area to where I live, and all had to move out. So the club's sorted us out with a bit of an Airbnb across the other side of the city, and we'll just slow in there for the time being until we hear further notice.
That's back to the good old days, Jack. Bachelorhood, I know we shouldn't joke about this stuff, but it's an interesting dynamic.
It is. It's you take the good with the bad, I suppose. It's probably not too bad to be able to go live with the boys for a little while. My girlfriend's with me at the moment, so I'm not sure how long she'll last.
She'll want to get out of there quick.
who's the cook of the house, or has that been not designated yet?
To be honest, mate, we got here last night at about 6:30, so we all just jumped on Uber Eats, and we're pretty excited about a new menu, to be honest. So we'll head to the shop today and we'll organise who's going to be doing what chores from here on out.
Now, you're not having much luck this year, Jack, in terms of your body. You were unlucky to cop the knee injury early in the season, but then lucky that we had a bit of a break where you were able to recover. And then a couple of issues on the weekend with the ankle and then a bit of a tight hammy. How are you feeling at the moment and what are your chances for this week?
I'm feeling not too bad. I pulled up okay. I sort of did a little hammy on the weekend, very minor. The results in that scan turned out really well, and I'll give myself every opportunity to get up this week. I've also got a couple more days to prove my fitness, so we'll do that with the physios and make sure we get everything right before we do that. And then we'll make the call for the weekend. So pulled up pretty well and not too bad. The ankle's okay as well. They're just a bit annoying, those ones, when you roll them on the outside. It's just going to be sore for a few weeks, but something that most footballers have done in their career and played through.
Now, Jack, the state of the game debate was in overdrive early in the week on the back of your game and the Geelong-Melbourne one, essentially. Is it noticeable when you're playing involved in a game like that?
To be honest, not really. I don't think so. You're so caught up in what you're trying to do out there. You're trying to, do what the coaches are telling you to the nth degree so much that you've got no idea. There could be three goals in the game and you've got you're not too sure what's going on out there. You're just trying to, do what's required. So watching the game back, I understand the point around the spectacle of the game at the moment. It probably wasn't the greatest spectacle on the weekend from our game and a couple of other ones, but that's just the way it is at the moment, I suppose. And with all the players and the situation we're in, with all the changing rules, sort of, I think that's contributed a little bit as well with having a 3-week pre-season and shorter quarters. Players being a little bit underprepared, I suppose, going into games with the fact that we can't do full team training as we normally would. But all that sort of just rolls into where we sort of sit at the moment. And unfortunately, I'd rather be playing, this type of football than not playing football at all. So I'm just so glad that we've got it back. And I think we're all willing to do whatever it takes to keep it going.
We spoke to Dean Kent earlier in the week and he sort of said the quarters take a bit of getting used to. You sort of feel like you come to the bench and you get on and like, oh, I'm about to get in, work my way into this, and then, siren. Did you feel that?
Yeah. they run out pretty quickly, the time. you're used to, the 28-minute, 30-minute quarters, but on the weekend, especially for us, we were coming pretty hard in the last quarter, and then you sort of run out of time pretty quick. So it would have been nice for our last two games in the last quarters for the quarters to be back to normal, but it's something that we need to adjust to and yeah, definitely get on top on. And it's definitely different as well because he's so used to playing, you know, the long quarters. The shorter ones now definitely have an impact.
I know you're 2-2 at the moment, Jack, but it does feel like you're playing a hell of a lot better footy than that. What's the feeling like amongst the club, especially with Reece in his first full year as senior coach, about the type of footy that you're playing, obviously, coming off a disappointing fortnight?
Yeah, well, yeah, the disappointing fortnight is probably a little bit frustrating, to be honest, because we know we're capable of playing a lot better football than we've produced the last couple of weeks, and that probably reflects our results a little bit as well. And our first performance after the break we had up in Sydney against the Giants, we thought was really good, to be able to put four quarters of football together. And since then, we've probably only played two and a half quarters of football that we think that we're capable of. So reproducing that on a consistent basis is our challenge at the moment. All the boys are really keen to get back to playing the brand of footy we know we can play, and we know that that's very competitive against, you know, all the teams in the competition. And Shaw has been great for that as well. He's understanding and he's setting some really high standards for us as players, and was also showing us when we're not doing it as well. So it's a really good balance, and he's fallen into that role so well. I mean, he's really his relationship with his players, obviously everyone's heard a lot about that, but that really holds him high in our regard, and makes his job a little bit easier as well, I suppose, when he's got to deliver some feedback.
The missing link the last couple of weeks has been Ben Cunnington. How is he, and are we more hopeful with his back this week?
I think so, yes. Cunnington has had a bit of a sore back the last couple of weeks, and he's such an important part of our team that he potentially could have played maybe the last couple of weeks, but I think the right decision was made to have Ben's, you know, safety ahead of his own wishes. I think he wanted to play himself and put himself out there, but he's too important to us for him to go back out there and play and get injured again and miss a bigger chunk. So I think he's pretty close this week, and fingers crossed that he can get up. But if he doesn't, we'll replace him with someone who's quite capable. But yeah, as I said, I'm very hopeful he'll be right to go.
It must be so frustrating looking back at the video, because you, that last 5 to 10 minutes of that game, you completely different team. I know it's hard to switch gears out there, but is it just a mindset that something clicks and desperate things and you play a whole lot better suddenly?
Yeah, I think that we spoke about that quite a bit this week, and understanding why we played the way we did in the last quarter was because of the scoreboard, I suppose, and you throw out, you know, all the concerns about losing by 30, 40, 50 points. You're just going out there to win, pretty much, and we need to take that mindset out from the first quarter. And to be honest, our first quarters haven't been too bad either. We've started quite well in the last couple of weeks. It's more the middle part of the game. So if we can bring that intensity we had in the last quarter, the last 5, 10, 15 minutes on the weekend throughout the four quarters, which we know we can do because we did that against the Giants, then we're going to be a hard team to play against.
Jack Zabel has joined us, captain of North Melbourne. You play the Bulldogs this week, and then it gets a bit fuzzy after that because we don't really know what's happening after this round. Are you preparing, Jack, to move away again? I know you've moved house last night, but are you preparing for a hub situation as well? Is that something you're expecting as a playing group?
Well, I think so, to be honest. I think we've heard a few little rumours and stuff, but nothing really official surrounding those details. But as a player, we're preparing that you know, we're expected to spend some time away. I mean, the guys up at the Gold Coast, West Coast and Fremantle and the Adelaide guys have spent, you know, they've done their bit to keep the game rolling, and they've got to travel a lot further than what potentially we might have to as well. So as players, I mean, you look at different sports and different codes, and you watch cricketers spend, you know, 8, 9, 10 months of the year sometimes away from home, and boxers, you know, they go away and fight and do their training camps away from home as well. So we understand that we've got to do our bit for the game, and as players right now, we're preparing for that.
Do you think there's anyone at North Melbourne who might be willing to stay at home and not go into a hub? Is that something you've spoken about as a playing group, or will you just cross that bridge when you get to it?
I think we'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but I'm pretty confident that everyone at North, and to be honest, our club has been fantastic in providing resources for anyone who needs them, whether that be family or different circumstances that each player finds themselves in. And the club is very open to working through those options with each player, but I think the AFL is pretty keen that if you need to, your family can come. And I think that, yeah, most of our guys would be happy to do their time in a hub, and I know a lot of our guys would be excited excited to go as well. A lot of younger guys that don't have much keeping them at home to be able to get into a hub for 4 or 5 weeks and play some footy and spend some time with your teammates, because currently in the current training format, you actually don't get to see too many of your teammates because you're stuck in small groups, essentially in quarantine at the club, trying to not see too many people so that the cross-contamination doesn't happen. So to get away in a hub altogether would probably change that dynamic a bit, and that would be a positive.
There's been a bit of talk, you know, the asterisks to this premiership, but I'm of the view, and I'd like to know if you are, it would be one of the great premiership wins for a team to navigate everything that's happened.
Oh, I couldn't agree more, to be honest. I think it's probably one of the... Well, we've never seen anything like this in terms of the challenges teams are facing in a year to just get out on the park and play, and that's not even considering getting out of the park and winning. So the AFL has done a fantastic job getting the competition back up and running, and we've heard the words agile and flexible quite a lot over the last few weeks, and that is dead set what the AFL has to be like, and as players we have to be like that as well, and clubs too. And there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes from club administrators making sure that us as players get the preparation we need to be able to play, and that's probably a bigger job in itself to be able to do that than it is to actually go out and play on a weekend. So whatever team wins the premiership this year, I don't think there'll be an asterisk. There might be an asterisk, but a good one because of how hard it will be to win.
Now, the text machine's going off here. Nick Larkey, where's he at?
Big Lark is very close. I think he's 1 to 2 weeks away with his foot, and I think he's joined in training the last couple of weeks, so he's looking really good. And all North fans would have seen his development over the last couple of years, and we're really excited to get him back in our forward line.
Now, Jack, you mentioned agile and flexibility and all that sort of stuff. Pivoting. As captain, you've got to do a lot of media for the football club. Is there one word that's snuck into your vocabulary that you've used a lot over the last sort of 6 or 8 weeks?
Well, probably you might be able to tell me if I've run into trash on this one.
No, you've been good.
I try and keep it as honest as possible. You know, no one likes to see the inside the four walls.
There it is.
Jack, all the best. Hopefully you get up for this week. We've got our fingers crossed against the Western Bulldogs on Saturday night. Looking forward to that clash. Thanks for joining us here on The Breakfast Club on RSN.
Appreciate it. Thanks, fellas.